Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
This show is brought to you by Esdaile Printing. For nearly 40 years, Esdaile has been your source for banners, decals, signs, and your company needs. Check them out at 207 DeBatt Street in Winnipeg or online at esdaileprinting.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Esdaile Printing or on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. I have Adam Huseman joining me again today.
Hey, Don. Nice to be back. And obviously, a lot happening in the hockey world and in the sporting world right now. So always good to talk to you, and nice to be back, buddy.
As well, maybe a quarter way through the NHL season right now.
So much going on in the NHL season, quarter of the way through. And for me, the story of the NHL is the Hart Trophy might not end up in Edmonton. You know, you'd think that those guys in Edmonton have a monopoly on it with Draisaitl and McDavid. But I think right now, and the story to watch, is just Alexander Ovechkin. Like, what he's doing at 36 years old is just incredible. He's got 20 goals already on the season. He's putting up his case for the Hart. I know it's early in the year. We're just past American Thanksgiving, but man, that is just super exciting. He's got the Gretzky record. He's on pace for that. Obviously trying to chase that down, and that would just be an absolute miracle if he even got close to that. But I just think that's one of the storylines I've been watching this year. Obviously, Draisaitl and McDavid have been great and putting up huge amount of points. But just even for Ovechkin to kind of just put, like, you know, like, say he's not gone yet, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think it will take him, on average, two more seasons to catch Gretzky's record there. But
yeah, I think he's got to have two or three good season still. He's got to keep finishing this one pretty well, and you just never know, you know, like with that guy. I was kind of thinking he'd score 20 or 30 goals a year, but he's already at 20, so if he could get to 40-50 this year, that's huge, and then just a couple more good seasons. And you know what, it's just exciting. I think it's a great storyline. It's great for hockey. Records are meant to be broken. I've absolutely loved Alex Ovechkin his whole NHL career, and I just think, to be honest, I think it brings back the Crosby and Ovechkin debate a little bit. I think it's back, at least in discussion, and which makes, obviously, hockey fun. You want to be talking about stuff like that. So, obviously, lots of storylines, lots of stuff going on. A dumpster fire in Vancouver, a dumpster fire in Ottawa and Montreal. But I like focusing on the good stuff. So Edmonton, they're playing very well. Toronto's playing very well. And then obviously I'm a big Ovechkin fan, and he's lighting the lamp, which makes it fun.
And like Montreal let go their GM. And then I'm not sure if that will start going everywhere else, or coach changes in different cities. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm a bit surprised because, you know, obviously Montreal did something. Ottawa placed Matt Murray on waivers, and Vancouver's done absolutely nothing. And they might be the biggest dumpster fire of them all. So obviously money comes into play, owners come into play, but Vancouver hasn't done anything. So I'm going to be interested to watch that, see what happens. But yeah, Montreal made that move. I think everyone saw the writing on the wall. And I think it's been 23 games since they played in a cup final, since the Stanley Cup was presented in Tampa Bay, and how far the mighty have fallen. I kind of think everyone saw that as a mirage, that run a little bit. And obviously it's proved to be this year. You know, you lose your captain, you lose your top goalie, you lose your top centerman in Deneau. I think Bergeron has an excuse. I don't want to put this all on his feet, but obviously something had to change there. And the spot I'm looking at next is Vancouver, because something has to happen there. They're absolute terrible. Elias Pettersson forgot how to play hockey. He should go back to Sweden and practice. He's been absolute terrible. It doesn't even look like he's trying. And they need to figure it out in a hurry. Markstrom's lighting it up in Calgary, and they're really missing him right now.
Yes, and Montreal lost Kokiemi to Carolina there.
Yeah, that's another guy that's gone. So he's probably really happy to be out of that situation and probably has a chance. Carolina probably is the top three team in the league right now with a chance to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And for the Jets, like, they lost 1-0 to a team that's in last place, and that doesn't look well.
No. I think the Jets are kind of in that middle ground right now. I think it's kind of a weird year with this transition. I think they got young guys, and, you know, their older guys are kind of transitioning out of that top line role. And, you know, obviously with a Vezina caliber goalie and Hellebuck, you always have a chance to win. Those are the types of games last night where, you know, they outshoot them 45-15. Obviously should have won. The other goalie played great. First shutout in the NHL, so congratulations to him. But those are at the end of the year when you're in third place in the division or a wild card instead of second or third. Those are the games. Those are the points that you're missing. So, you know, the Jets will be kicking themselves, but they're kind of in a rough patch right now. But they're kind of just treading water. I think they're been a bit of a disappointment this year, but I trust in them. They'll figure it out. They obviously have the goalie, and they have good players. Their defense is playing well. So I'm not too worried about them, but those are ones that, you know, you're just, at the end of the year, you're just kicking yourselves that you threw away 2 points last night.
Yes, and Wheeler is this 35-year-old guy, and he doesn't look like to be a top-line guy. He looks like he's a third-line guy.
You know what? That's a tough one. That's a spicy meatball. I think Maurice is going to ride and die with Blake Wheeler. I don't know if I would or wouldn't as a coach in that position. Wheeler supplied the Jets and the Jets fan base with a lot. It's a spicy meatball. You know, I don't really want to touch on it that much. I think he's still got a lot to give, but obviously there's something going on. This late into the season, I think he's still got a goose egg on the board, and that's just weighing heavy on him. That can't be a good feeling. So I hope he figures it out, because he's obviously a good leader. And been good for the city. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. For music in the room, who's the good guy who plays good music in the room when he played in hockey?
I was in the room with Biznasty in Manchester for a cup of coffee there, and he had the iPad or iPod going. He was playing music in the room, and the guys were chirping him and giving a hard time. I liked his music, but thinking about then, he was loving it. He was always on the iPhone, on the MP3 player, freaking playing some music and having a good time. You know, playing like all these songs I had never heard of before. Not the top 40 hits. He was playing all this new shit that was too cool for me, but that's something I'll always remember in my hockey career.
And what's your favorite NHL jersey of all time?
You know what? Those retro jerseys came out, and I absolutely loved. I loved two of them, and I don't know what you think, Don, but you tell me your opinion. I love the Florida Panthers one, and I love the Quebec Nordiques one. I thought the Florida Panthers one looked so crisp. And obviously the Quebec Nordiques, I just think is vintage. Oh, another one is the Hartford Whalers, the old, the Carolina one, the green one. I think that's a great one. So those are probably my top three. What about you?
I didn't mind the Florida Panthers one. Like, that's one of the better ones. The Jet one's decent. Hartford one was great. Some are just awful, like that. They came out with the retro reverse ones. Like, there's different ones. I didn't mind the like CCM style jerseys. They're pretty good. Yeah, it's difficult. It's hard to tell with some of them. Quebec won the Colorado. They kind of took Quebec and their color scheme, put them together, and they look good. I was wondering if they ever will bring out a kind of the maroon colored ones, like the purple ones. They would probably look nice too.
The maroon one would look really cool. But that was definitely a cool thing. And if I was to get one, probably it would be the Florida Panthers one.
Yeah. And I don't like the Adidas style ones. I don't know, they're a different cut, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Don, for sure.
And what movie has great music in it?
For me, I think it's, I don't know, there's so many. Space Jam as a kid growing up, that was a classic. Like, playing those music, that was so vintage. I kind of thought that The Great Gatsby had good music. Any movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm just fired up to watch. So he's my favorite actor. But Space Jam as a kid, that was just like, I would get so fired up with that type of soundtrack. The Great Gatsby, Wolf of Wall Street, any type of movies like that, those really get me fired up. So I don't know. Obviously, a lot of good movies with good soundtracks. Like, kind of a more sad one is A Star is Born. I thought that's had a great soundtrack. But yeah, just different options, you know?
Yeah, I like the Guardian and the Galaxy. Ones, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Those were great ones. Yeah, yeah, real solid. So, yeah, no, man, it's, you know, everyone has their own preference, so it just depends, but that's just what does it for me, you know?
And the Winnipeg Ice are doing well this year. They're like 21-1-1.
Crazy, crazy. So great for them. I don't know where the Mem Cup is this year, but, man, they are looking good. And it's just more great hockey in Winnipeg. You got the Jets, you got the Ice, you obviously have the MJ, just a lot of options, and it's just crazy. So hopefully they can keep going. I know they're on the power rankings in the top 10 of the CHL, and we'll see what kind of like damage they can do in the playoffs.
Yeah, so it's weird how it's like some teams go up, like do very well, and then they have a couple of bad years, and and they come back again, you know, they.
Hey, Don, I missed you there. What did you say?
It's like some teams, like in that WHL, are like, they do, like, they grow for a couple of years, and they not so good in some couple years. And
I know you look at the Tri-City Americans, and they're so good for the 5 years we were there. I think we won like 6 or 7 different banners, and I think this year they lost 10 in a row. And you know, it's just the ebbs and flows of junior hockey. You're drafting these kids at 14 years old. You don't really know what you're gonna get. Some pan out, some don't, some grow late, some don't. So it's sometimes a crapshoot at that Bantam, you know, 14 year old Bantam draft. But, you know, the good teams usually find a way, and it's just cool that the Ice are doing well. Obviously, a good thing for Winnipeg being in the city, and hopefully they can make it, make a long playoff run here, because I know how fun it was to go to the Western Conference Final and the Finals in the Dub, and we never pushed through. We never made it to the Mem Cup. We never won that championship, but even those long runs where there's only 2 or 4 teams playing left in the Dub, you know, all the eyes are on you, and it's just such a cool experience.
Yeah, it's pretty good. With the WHL, like AHL and NHL here, you got, and the MJHL, and you have really good hockey going around, right?
Oh, tons of good hockey in Manitoba. So, you know, we're spoiled. It's, I don't think the attendance in Winnipeg for the Jets games has even been well, so I have no idea how it's been for the Ice or the Moose, but I'm guessing that's kind of filtered through. And it's just tough with COVID. and different things going on, and you just I just think it's not 100% back to normal, but there are people in the stands. I've been to a couple games, and I think just slowly but surely we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, it's slowly but surely we're getting there, right?
Yeah. So that's all we can do, and you know, it's always a little scary and new stuff coming out with COVID and everything, but you know, you're just hoping that the Jets don't have it sweep through their room. You hope the players get to the Olympics and everything's safe and good there. And, you know, that's kind of what you're hoping for. You're just kind of crossing your fingers, hoping things go well.
Yeah, with, like, yeah, junior hockey's coming up, like the World Juniors coming up at the end of December. And then you go on to the Olympics in February.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool. Like the Olympics, when was the last time we saw best on best? 2014? It's been 7 years. So it's been a long time that the NHL players have played best on best. And obviously, I think they want to go. They made some negotiations in the players' agreement there with the NHL. So, you know, you hope they go and they have a good time. And obviously, you're hoping for Canada to win.
Yeah, so you can cheer for players that you normally cheer against, and like kind of like Connor McDavid, Shea Weber, and stuff like that, right?
Well, you know, you got how cool would it be to see McDavid and McKinnon and Crosby on a line, or
yeah,
you know. So it's just like the only thing we're talking about Canada for the Olympics is who the hell is starting in net, you know. I would be pretty worried if I'm the coach or GM of that team, so.
Yeah. Like Price is not playing right now. Like, you got Marc-Andre Fleury. That'd probably be, like, your number one there.
Well, Fleury's struggling in Chicago right now. So, yeah, I would say he's on the team, but I wouldn't feel too comfortable. And then you got Binghamton and St. Louis. I don't know. He's not doing too great. Carey Price hasn't even practiced.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff up in the air. And, you know, obviously these are great goalies. We're talking of the best. But, you know, you look at the Americans, they got Hellebuck. You look at the Russians, they got Valimov. Like, you know, so look at Sweden. Like, it's just they got Markstrom. Like, it's tough, you know. They got all these top goalies. So we'll see.
Yes. Time will tell, right?
Yeah, time will tell, and obviously we're putting up our gold medals, you know, back-to-back gold medals on the line, and you know, Canada doesn't accept bronze or silver in hockey.
No, and, like, there's, I'm not sure if, like, with the goalie situation, you're not sure if how good the Team Canada will do.
I know, it's scary, you know, so they... Obviously, I think that's the biggest thing, but they're going to have six great defensemen, and you just hope that they can shut it down and limit, and I think that's how they won the last two gold medals, a shutdown defense, so it hasn't been the goal scoring, so if they can protect their goalie, I think they'll always have a chance to win.
Oh, yeah, because back in the day, you had like Martin Brodeur, Luongo, Waugh, on these great goalies, right?
Well... Yeah, in the last two Olympics, you've had Carey Price just lock it down. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah. I'll be optimistic. So hopefully everyone's be okay and stuff, right?
Yeah, I hope so too. I think he'll be back. Carey Price, I hope he gets back, but he's dealing with real life stuff. And you just hope for the best. So that's all you can hope for. And we've won two of the last gold medals. So I know no one's feeling sorry for us.
Yes. What's your thoughts on the Team Canada jerseys?
I'd rather not say. I'm not a big fan. I probably would say they're a 6 out of 10. I'm a bit more old school, more vintage. I like the old school look, but they're cool. They're different. Not my style, but I could see how someone could like them.
I don't know. It's like I'm kind of stuck in the middle. It's like, I don't know, they're okay, but they're not that bad, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm just like, if you can't pick a 7 out of 10 for what you'd rank them, I don't think I'm giving them an 8 out of 10. So I think I'm giving them a 6 out of 10. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They're okay. They're kind of just average. I wasn't blown away, but I don't know. It's more new school, more modern. So maybe I'm not a good judge of that.
I like those ones from a 2010. They're pretty good.
The 2010 ones were gold. Those are money.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the 2010s ones, and 2014s are pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you, bro.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Don, for having me. Always good. And hopefully we get to chat soon. I'm going to be watching the Ovechkin chase for Gretzky's record. Hopefully he can keep just potting goals and getting closer and closer, and go Jets go. But, you know, we got 3/4 of the season to go, and I think we got a lot of storylines to watch. So I think hockey fans are pretty lucky right now.
Yeah. Thank you. Drive safely.
Thanks, Don. Talk soon.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.